like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Oh, I don't remember the rest of the song.
But that sounded like the opening of Yesterday.
It did it? I've never heard it.
Well,
I'm unfamiliar with this with this musical group called The Beatles that you mentioned off the air.
All right, there's a new film with the title Yesterday, based on at least 17 covers of the of the Beatles.
The surviving members of the Beatles, Ringo and Paul, signed off on the film. They said it was they were happy with it. They're okay with it.
The conceit of the film is pretty cool.
Yes,
some kind of a 12-second blip in the world leaves only one guy.
Yep,
Jack, played by Amish Patel.
Yes, newcomer.
A newcomer, yeah, and to sing the songs that he remembers of the Beatles, and nobody else remembers. They don't even know who the heck this group is.
Yeah, it's a pretty high concept piece.
It is.
And it's basically put together and presented like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, very good.
Because they don't explain any of it. They don't spend any time saying, well, this is what happened, and there was somebody doing a scientific experiment down at this college. No, there's this blackout, and when he wakes up, he's the only one who remembers the Beatles. And he's already a struggling singer-songwriter, so he decides to use those songs, and, you know, guess what? they're wonderful songs, and people take notice. Basically, the jumping-off point for this. So what would you do if the Beatles never existed, but you knew their music?
Listen, what if Shakespeare was never remembered?
And that's, I think, part of the charm of the film is that it's an absurd out-there concept that's strange. You end up with a really interesting premise and a really interesting movie that goes places that you don't normally see a movie go.
The revelation of how much we have been influenced by the Beatles,
yeah.
How much music. When he, stripped down, plays Yesterday, Let It Be, or whatever, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
With none of the accompaniment, with none of the three others to back him up, he's playing it by himself. And by gosh, Kevin, I have to admit it, a little bit of tear in my eye.
There's some good covers. And I think it has a lot to say about art today. And if you want to talk about music, because part of the character struggle you see him with, you see him struggling with the fame and the girl he left behind. But you also see him struggling with the guilt. And that's the thing that I found so amazing is how much artistic guilt the character has. Because you're a musical genius. You're a musical genius. And he's kind of like, no, really, I'm not. He's addicted to it. And you also wonder, he's feeling guilty because he's passing off something that's not his as his own. But there's also a compulsion to get it out there because you want these songs should be heard. And in a certain way, he's also the conduit for the world to hear these songs for the first time. There's no planning to this. He just throws them out there.
The other side of the film that I found off-putting was the romance.
Yeah, I agree. There's something, Lily James plays his manager from back in Suffolk when he was struggling, and he's the one he leaves behind. And Lily James is adorable and sweet and beautiful. And
yep.
Honestly, I think that she's never directed quite properly. I think people just say, oh, she's adorable, sweet, and beautiful.
Right.
That's all she needs. She doesn't need any sort of character development.
Yep.
And I felt her character was incredibly shallow.
Yes.
And very underdeveloped, in which seems to be something that does plague movies going back years, is the female characters are substandard in this.
Right.
There's a lot of depth to the male characters in this. But even like you look at like Kate McKinnon,
I was going to mention her, yeah.
She's a jarring.
Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody. Rocket Man.
Well, I think if you look at Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man specifically, kind of setting Star is Born aside, those are two movies that are about the music. Arguably, Bohemian Rhapsody is more about the music than it is about Queen because they take such liberties with the actual biography structure to it.
Well, Kevin Carr, the film is Yesterday. What grade would you award it?
I am going to award it an A.
And I'm going to award it a B plus.
Okay.
But how can you go wrong with the Beatles?
I still don't remember the song. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.